I've had a lot of guys that are vets, not too many rookies that maybe did not play. But, you know, we'll kind of monitor that. It's still always open. The fact that they're clear now at least makes them legit to be active, and we'll make those decisions as we get closer to the Cleveland game.
John, we saw
boosters if you get both of those guys back.
Very good. I mean, we've had them out practicing. We just had them out of contact. So I think their conditioning level is pretty good. You know, I think we've got some timing and stuff like that in the passing game that needs to be worked on. But, they've not been on the shelf, so to speak. They've been out practicing. With me, I don't like putting timelines, but I think he's closer than he was last week. We're just going to continue to, stretch that out on what he can do. Some of the change of direction things, which are part of football. But our training staff does an excellent job, and when he's healthy, we'll have him out there.
So there's still some rehab work. It's not just getting him in game shape stuff. There's some rehab stuff still going.
Well, I think all of it's movement skills, whether it's in game or out of game, that need to be evaluated. I think, with all young players, those game experiences, are priceless. So they have to experience some of the good, some of the bad. And, I think in this, as well as a lot of other things, it's not making the same mistakes. So, I think he's made progress. He still needs some more progress. We'll evaluate that. Connor stepped in regardless of circumstances or who was out there. I thought did a terrific job. I think he sparked or inspired the team, however you want to look at it. It's just an unfortunate injury that I think he's got a bright future here, and we'll get him healed up, get him back out here.